T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the huddle. We've been talking pro football, college football. Here's a guy that can bring it all into focus, and high school football. Name Steve Walsh grew up, of course, Creighton Durham Hall, and he went to the University of Miami and won a national championship there, and in so doing really kind of brought the attention back to Minnesota and created a pipeline to the South, at least, where people got a look from the South. He went on and played in the NFL. He's coached in the CFL, IMG Academy, and much more. Now he's coming back home to Creighton Durham Hall. Steve, thank you for joining Pete Najarian and I this morning.
No problem. Good to be back here, even in the sub-zero temperatures we got this week.
Really? Well, I'll ask you one question about that before. I remember I was covering the Blackhawks and the North Stars. It was like a Sunday night game, and the New Orleans Saints were playing the Chicago Bears. We're talking about cold weather games now in the playoffs in January. You were the quarterback of the Saints at that time. Ditka was coaching the Bears. It was still in that vintage, but it was a cold, cold playoff day. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. It was cold, and then the fridge fell on me.
Yes.
Shoulders, so. People, when I tell that story to the young kids, they're like, who's the fridge, you know? But, of course, William Refrigerator Perry. So, yes, it was cold, hard field, and I paid the price.
Pete?
Yeah, Steve, thank you, first of all, for coming on with us. We're really excited about that. And what caused you to make the decision that you were obviously you loved Creighton Durham Hall as a player, but what caused you to say, you know what? I'd like to come back to Minnesota, and I'd like to coach this football team. What was some of the thinking behind that?
Well, first off, we were moving back to Minnesota. You know, I had spent over 20 years in Florida, and we had made the decision to move back to Minnesota, to the Shoreview, North Oaks area where I grew up, really to be around my family. And, you know, my parents are in their 80s. And, you know, I've not been around much. Obviously, you leave and you go on with your adult life and you come back for the holidays and things like that. But, I made the decision. We have a 10-year-old son, my wife and I, and we wanted to give him that experience of having grandma and grandpa around and aunts and uncles and cousins. And so we made the decision to move back here. And, when that came about, I guess coincidentally, there were some opportunities at the high school and we started having some discussions. In the meantime, I was coaching up in Ottawa in the CFL. I had an offer to return there, but the challenge with the CFL, when you take your 10-year-old son out of the country and he goes to school there and then he comes back, it just became a decision really about my family and to be around, my parents, and then to give my son a little bit more stable environment and be around family for his, schooling and everything else.
Steve, what do you love about coaching? You've done it now for a lot of years.
I love the impact that you can make on young people's lives. And in professional football, in the CFL, the impact, you still can make an impact. I mean, these are adult men, and they're playing a game, to make money and to earn a living. And you can impact them by helping them play better. And that's when they really respect you. If you're not giving them anything to help them play better and help their career, they don't. It's a little different relationship. But they value what you provide to them. When you look at a high school athlete, your impact is going to take a lifetime, and you certainly can impact them in the short term. And some of the qualities and characteristics that it takes to be a high school football player, but those life lessons that you, you know, learn from ninth through 12th grade, you know, are going to stick with you for your lifetime. And that's the wonderful thing about coaching high school football.
You know, Steve, I tell you what, you are moving back here, and I think you're doing exactly the right thing. And I say that because that's exactly what I did about 6 years ago, right, Maxie? I moved back
here to
Minnesota. You know, I was living
in Connecticut. Sent your kid to Creighton, too, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did indeed. Yeah, my son, Cole. And I'll tell you, we did it for the exact same reason. We wanted to be around family, and you know that there's a limited time, obviously. It was a great decision on our part. It was not easy. It's difficult to convince a woman from California, my wife, to move to Minnesota, especially on days like today. So and that isn't always the easiest thing in the world. But, hey, by the way, so when you were you've done a lot of different things. You've coached. You've played everywhere and IMG and all of that. But you were also in the path that I've put myself in. You were in the banking industry. Tell us a little bit about that and what made you make the decision it wasn't for you, or you went back into football from that.
Sure. So I finished my 11-year career in the NFL, and I was kind of hanging around trying to get one more year in and working out, and I spent some time down at the University of Miami kind of hanging around, and I thought about the coaching and an opportunity to get into coaching. You know, presented itself to me right there, you know, a year out of the league. But I also started thinking about, you know, what goes on with a, let's just call it a professional coach, you know, whether it's college, major college or NFL coach. You know, the guys are, you know, they're going to move every few years. And, you know, if you get on a fast track where you're really successful, you're going to move up and you're going to start bouncing around and dragging your, at the time, my three kids, around the country. And so I chose to kind of follow my educational background. I was a finance major at Miami and I went into mortgage banking and, you know, coincidentally, it was a good decision at the time. Obviously the markets were very good, through the early 2000 years. And I did that for about 8 or 9 years, went through a family change, went through a divorce. And I decided to get out of that business and kind of really pursue my love, which was back into sports and football. In the meantime, I was also broadcasting. I was doing some college analyst work with a local cable network down there. So I've kind of done the whole gamut, if you will, around sports. I haven't been an agent yet, but I do get people asking me advice about different things. So, anyways, but long story short, I went in the kind of private industry with the mortgage business. And then, came back into high school football in 2009.
Steve Walsh is our guest, of course, quarterback, now coming back to coach. You know, Kirk Cousins is out with the COVID today, COVID conversations every day. Steve, as someone who's been the leader of a team by definition as the quarterback, is it different, your responsibility to a team as the quarterback, because just the nature of that position?
Well, I think as it pertains to the world we've been living in over the last 2 years, and I think there's a responsibility. I mean, we lived it, certainly in 2020, the CFL season got canceled because, Canada has been very rigid about the protocols, and I guess rightfully so. Well, we were able to get through the entire season this year, but we talked a lot about it with our team, the responsibility to each other and not going off and going to, some house party or going, where you're not supposed to go and subjecting yourself and the rest of the team to, the virus and the effects that it can have when you don't have your best players available. But this isn't a football thing. This is a life thing. And obviously holidays get affected and you don't know. It's such a strange virus, but there is a responsibility, for every player on your team to each other. And you can't fault it because of the nature of this pandemic that we have going on. But, yes, there's certainly responsibility, being the leader of your offense or your team to do everything you can to protect yourself.
You know, Maxie, it's amazing because here you've got Steve Walsh, who's a Creighton-Durham Hall guy. And, of course, there's a lot of success out of that school, Chris Wanky. And I'm curious, you followed up Chris Wanky at IMG. And what was that like? What was it like at that sort of a level of high school football for you, Steve? Did it feel like it was another step up, or did it feel like you were back home at Creighton-Durham Hall?
No, it was definitely a step up. It was so I, you know, Chris, when he got that job down there, and he'd had the job for a little bit, but then they started the high school team, and him and I started having discussions. So I actually went over there. I took our team from West Palm Beach over there and played them. And I think I went over there with like 27 guys. And at the end of the game, and we were playing them pretty good. We had a really dynamic, good player, and I think we had the lead going into the third quarter, and then we ended up losing by 20. But I remember looking over the bench, and we needed a defensive end, and there wasn't a lot of guys with their heads up because Bo Scarborough was the running back from IMG, and he had these two tree trunks of legs and looked like young Earl Campbell. It was hard to get somebody out there. But, yeah, so I knew, you know, who they were, and obviously, you know, Chris did a great job at IMG really putting them on the map. And then, you know, I kind of followed up and you know, as a director of the program, you know, I wasn't coaching, the head coach of the team, but certainly helped assemble that team. And you know, it's Kellen Mond, of course, was our quarterback my last year there, and great, great young man, and wish him a lot of luck. But, you know, obviously a lot of these guys now are sprinkled all over the NFL and you know, so it's fun to be part. It was fun to be part of that. But yeah, that was a whole different animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Mike Lehan from Osseo High School played for the Gophers, just accepted the job. He's going to help run that school, the IMG Academy, starting in about 2 weeks. Well, I talked to him the other day about it. Kind of interesting. Steve, one last question for me, and I'll let Pete have the last one. But Jimmy Johnson went into the Hall of Fame. You played for him twice at Miami and at Dallas. Who is Jimmy? We see him on TV. What is he like to play for from a player standpoint?
Well, he was great because he, you know, he just flat out said, listen, do I play favorites? Hell yes, I play favorites. You do what you're supposed to do. And in college it was, you go to class and you be respectful and don't cause problems. You know, you do what you're supposed to do and I'm going to protect you. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're kind of on your own. So he kind of just laid it on the line right there. And you know, it was kind of in the NFL, it was the same thing. Obviously, you know, pro football is a production business. You don't produce, you're going to be out of a job. And he understood that. But Jimmy was a masterful motivator. He's a psychology major in college, and he was able to push buttons and the right buttons on so many people. He knew what motivated guys. And, you know, as I look back over my, you know, college and NFL career, and I played for, you know, five different head coaches, you know, I take something from every one of them. And, you know, they certainly formed me as a coach, and Jimmy Johnson was a big part of that.
Steve, both of us have played with Vinny Testaverde. You were backing him up when you first got down there, and then you had your national titles and all. But have you ever seen a specimen like Vinny in your entire life, Maxie? This guy is unbelievable. Steve, what did you think? You were on the same team, obviously. What did you think of Vinny?
Well, you know, of course, there's this skinny kid from St. Paul going down. Well, first of all, there was a lot of specimens down at Miami. There was a pretty group of athletes. And so going down there and this kind of very lean, not a lot of muscle kid from Minnesota, and I eventually just kept, you know, chopping away and doing my thing. But yeah, to look out there and see Vinny and, you know, his athleticism, his arm strength, and, you know, threw a beautiful football that never wobbled. And then I'm going, I got to follow him. You know, it's not such a great task. But what I did know is I had great people around me. And, you know, I knew it. And then the coaches knew I knew that. And they knew I would spread the ball, you know, to guys like, you know, Michael Irvin and Brett Perryman and Benny Blade or Brian Blades, Melvin Brown, all these guys that went on and had, you know, really good careers in the NFL. And you know, they knew I knew the offense inside and out, and they knew that they could depend on me. And that's, you know, that's, I always say, you know, ability is not the only ability. Dependability, especially as a quarterback, is critical.
For sure. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I remember, in fact, I visited Wenke down there one time, and Vinny was working out there long after his career, and I said, why is he working out here? He says he just wants to challenge himself to see if he can maintain the NFL offseason workout, so he must have been programmed that way, I guess.
Yeah, he's a machine. I'm gonna see him shortly. We're going to get back to Florida and play a little golf.
Oh, please,
Steve, thank you
so much,
and welcome home, and thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thank Pete.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.